Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Jenny Hanna with the Decatur County Community Foundation. Good morning to you, Jenny.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. We appreciate the chance to talk about the Decatur County Community Foundation.
Indeed, Jenny. And of course, a lot going on with the foundation. In particular, recently, Greensburg Adult Center hosted the foundation's annual meeting, and to hear about last year's activities, but also understand hand out some hardware as well.
Exactly, yes. The Adult Center was a perfect spot for us to host our annual meeting. They were very gracious hosts over there. But we had probably about 50 people show up to just kind of hear some highlights of what happened over the past year, to pick up an annual report. And we awarded our Stephen Decatur Award this year. That's kind of essentially our Volunteer of the Year Award. And we handed that out to a pair of volunteers. It was Merrill and Linda Smith. They are just amazing members of our community. They do so much, so much here. And we were happy, very happy to award that to them. I think they were the 21st recipients of that award. So we've been doing this for a little over 21 years. And it's hard to capture all the things that they do here in the community, but just a couple highlights. Linda is just a fabulous STEM teacher at North Decatur Elementary. She was the one of a couple of people who organized having the astronauts talk to some of the students last year. Merrill is huge with so many organizations, The Optimist, but particularly Bread of Life. That's probably where his passion lies, and he does a lot for that organization. So they are just wonderful people, and we're so lucky to have them here.
Indeed, and of course, also the annual meeting highlighting a number of grants, scholarships, and memorial gifts, and also the new Lilly Challenge that was introduced last year.
Yes, so that is through the Lilly Endowment, and that's available and been offered to all community foundations throughout the state. But Lilly is doing some really cool things supporting community efforts. And right now they have a couple different challenges out, one of which is a $2 to $1 match. So folks who contribute a dollar to any community fund, which is like the flexible funds that we have that support all grant opportunities in the county, if anybody were to donate a dollar to one of those community funds, then Lilly will match that with two extra dollars. So your $20 gift quickly becomes $60 thanks to that Lilly match. So, yeah, we were able to talk a little bit about that match as well last week at our annual meeting. In fact, back to the Smiths, who were those Volunteers of the Year recipients, they actually are the first to have started their own fund thanks to that Lilly match. So they came in just a couple months ago and opened up a fund. It's called the Linda and Merrill Smith Family Fund, but it actually, even though it's got their name tied to it, it is a one of those grants that affects everything in the community. It's an unrestricted grant, so it helps multiple projects, not just one specific cause. But they opened that fund, and they were able to do that at a third of the cost. So normally to start a fund like that, it's $10,000, and they were able to do that with just a little over $3,300. So thanks to that 2-to-1 match. So Lilly's doing great things in the community, but obviously we need volunteers and donors to be the boots on the ground to make all those wonderful things happen.
And Jenny, you mentioned the 2-to-1 match through Lilly. Of course, that is what the Gift 8 challenge that, as you mentioned, going pretty much throughout the state. Depends on which, of course, we have not only Decatur County Community Foundation, but also Ripley County, and also Franklin County Community Foundation in our immediate listening area that we're getting involved in that.
Absolutely, yes. And they're also great partners for us to work with. But yes, we are all able to take part in that same challenge. So I would highly encourage any of your listeners to talk to their local community foundations to see what they can do about getting that that match at their local community foundation, because that invitation was available and that 2-to-1 match is available to all of the community foundations throughout the state. So So do talk to, whether you're listening from Decatur County, Ripley County, Franklin County, or parts beyond, find out who your local community foundation folks are and talk to them about how you can do the most good in your community, for sure.
And we're speaking with Jenny Hanna with the Decatur County Community Foundation. And, of course, we mentioned the 2023 annual report at the recent annual meeting. And if folks are interested in that, how can they go about getting a copy of that?
Right now, the best way would be to give us a call here at the Community Foundation, 812-662-6364. Or you can always email us at info@bccfound.org. So that's info@BCC, as in Decatur County Community, found.org. We are going to have that up on our website at some point. We just haven't been able to get to that quite yet, but it will be there soon. So yeah, definitely reach out. We can send you one of our recent annual report, and you can catch up on all the grants that were awarded last year, all the donations that were made last year. It's just a good resource to be able to capture everything that happened within that past year. So, and of course, we've already started all of those processes this year. Now that we're into March, we've already had grants awarded this year, and of course, donations that are coming in this year. So that will all be captured in next year's annual report.
Awesome. And do you have any other grants that are coming around, whether they're have deadlines or will soon be awarded, that you can speak of?
We sure do. We sure do. Right now, our small grants are open. Those applications are open until April the 5th. Small grants are available for up to $500. So anybody in the community who's doing a project that affects Decatur County residents, and is, I shouldn't say anybody, any not-for-profit in the community that is doing a project that affects local residents, they can apply for up to a $500 grant. We have also, right now, our Ag Field of Interest grants are open. So if, say, an FFA group is wanting to do a project that is going to enhance agricultural projects, agricultural education here in the community, those grants are open until, I believe it's the 20th of this month. So those are open for a couple more weeks. Our large grants, those are actually, that application is closed, but we are in the process of interviewing all those applications. Everybody who applied for a large grant, and a large grant is up to $1,500, or excuse me, $15,000. So those folks will be able to apply, or they're going to be interviewed here shortly to get some more information about how their projects work. We are also soon going to be announcing the winners of our grants from the Women's and Children's Fund. We, every year, have an event that helps to support our Women and Children's Fund, and the proceeds of that event go to into that pot of money that supports women and children projects here in the community. So those grant recipients will be announced at our Breakfast at Tiffany's event, which is coming up on April the 17th. That is a fun event. We've got a great group of ladies who are on that committee working through setting up all the details of that event. And the big draw for that event is our keynote speaker, Karen Lane. She is from HGTV's Good Bones. She was the co-host of that show for several years, and she's going to be joining us at that event this year. So we're and hoping that we get a good crowd. We've actually just over half sold out the venue already. So we are well on our way to selling out that particular event. But Karen Lane will be here. That is April the 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are $30 a person, or you can get a table for $200, and that's a table of eight. That event will be held at Heritage Hill here in Decatur County, and it'll just be a great event to celebrate women's projects, children's projects here in the community, and to hear from a nationally recognized name. So we're really excited about that.
All right, and then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Jenny Hanna with the Decatur County Community Foundation right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. a solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Jenny Hanna with the Decatur County Community Foundation. And a lot going on, obviously, or has transpired to this point, Jenny. But as far as some other things on the foundation's radar, what are some other things that, of course, you mentioned the Women and Girls Fund event on April 17th at Heritage Hill Events in Greensburg. Of course, the feature speaker there, the keynote to be delivered by Karen Lane, former co-host of HGTV's Good Bones. But the theme being Breakfast at Tiffany's. But what are some other events that are that you're looking for that folks should have on their radar when it comes to the Decatur County Community Foundation?
Well, really, the other big thing that we've got going on right now is it's scholarship season. So although applications have been turned in and, all of our students have completed all of those applications, our committees are now in the process of reviewing all of those applications. So those will be, winners of those various scholarships will be announced at the varying awards days at each of the high schools, so that'll be late May. And this year we're going to have a new event in June. We don't have all the details worked out. In fact, we don't even have a specific date, but we're hoping to have an event where we can invite all of our scholarship recipients to attend and meet the people who have established the scholarships that they've received. So the folks who've come in and started a scholarship fund will have a chance to actually meet the recipients of the scholarships this year. So we're going to have a nice breakfast where they can kind of meet face-to-face and be able to, the students will be able to thank in person the individual or the families who started that scholarship and that they were a recipient of. So we're really looking forward to that first-time event. We think it'll be a really neat thing. But, we have we had well over 1,100 applications come through our door for the various scholarships. And we have about 70 scholarships. So you've got some of those scholarships that are getting 100-plus, students applying. So it is a big deal when somebody decides to start a scholarship because there are students definitely out there in need and students who are very thankful and appreciative of any help that they get to continue their education. So, and not all of our scholarships are necessarily for four-year schooling. We have a lot of vocational trades kinds of scholarships, so that's important to remember, too, that there are a lot of ways to do continuing education. It's not always a four-year program. You might have a nine-month lineman training program. You might have a two-year associate's degree for whatever sort of, whether it's, some sort of engineering or lower-level engineering or whatever it is. But you've got so many levels of education where you can continue. So the students have a great opportunity to help to continue that education. So that's really the other big thing that the foundation is known for is our scholarship program. And that's probably, in a lot of ways, what we're best known for. But, that is just one of the many things that we do between scholarships, between grants, between just being a big community partner and helping in the projects that are going on from your Ready projects to the Stellar projects to the challenges that the Lilly Endowment gives out there for us. There's just a lot of things that the Community Foundation tries to help out with. So we'd love to be a community partner. That's why community is in our name.
There you go. And that's awesome. That's neat that the scholarship recipients will get to name or get to meet the benefactors of those particular scholarships. I mean, that's a kind of put a name, face to the name and so forth. And also, as you mentioned, it is a big deal to establish the scholarship, not only through the financial aid aspect of it, but the fact that, somebody who was a donor, their name's attached to this scholarship, possibly in perpetuity.
Exactly. It is a way to leave a mark on the community, a way to leave your mark on somebody's life. And you're really just kind of leaving a legacy, and that's what the Community Foundation is all about.
All right. And once again, Jenny Hanna, how can folks not only get more information but find more about the Decatur County Community Foundation?
Sure. We are on the web at DCC. communityfound.org, and you can go there to learn anything and everything about the Community Foundation, maybe more than what you'd like to know, but that information is definitely on the internet at dccfound.org. We are always in the office Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30 at 101 East Main Street, so we're on the south side of the Courthouse Square, or give us a call at 812-662-6364. So lots of ways to find us. We try not to be hidden, that is for sure. We want to be out and about and a part of the community as much as possible. So we hope we're easy to find, and if not, please, again, give us a call at that number, 812-662-6364.
All right, sounds good. Well, as always, Jenny Hanna with the Decatur County Community Foundation, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and hopefully we can call you again in the future.
That would be wonderful. We've always got things going on that we're ready to share, so would love to talk more about it anytime.